TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
See what you made me do? Shout out to old Jews and old rules. New blacks with new stacks. I already been the king. Retroact, I'm just bringing it back like Jordan Pack. New money, they looking down on me. Blue blood, they trying to clown on me. You can turn up your nose. Turn down the homie, knock knock, I'm at your neighbor house, straight cash, I bought your neighbor out, you should come to the house for me, come and see what your new neighbor about, yellow Lambo in the driveway, 135, I'm on the highway, French Sinatra on my tono, lot of shit I did it my way, me and Soul before the album drop, white lessons before I had a deal,
I don't care if you say it causes the flu. I don't care if you say it's a man trying to inoculate all of us and give us a strand and make us die. From my experience, if you have the flu shot when you get the flu, it will not be as bad. So I'm going to get mine. I don't want to take a chance at this flu taking me out.
You're doing the right thing. You are doing the responsible thing.
there was a African American doctor in Cleveland yesterday who actually dispelled the myth. The fact that, you know, for years we've heard, we've repeated the fact mm-hmm. that the flu injection is really them putting the flu in you to combat
virus
the flu.
In you.
That's a myth. That's a myth. And really, it's what you just said. It's a damn lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. So somebody told a lie, and you know how we carry lies on in our community, right? I mean, we will repeat a lie in a minute in our community.
In a
heartbeat. We got to stop doing that. We got to stop doing that. Now, that's real fake news. That's real fake news. Mm-hmm. That's not the fake news Donald Trump's talking about, but that's real fake news. The flu is a serious protection against. The flu shot is a serious protection against the flu, and this is a serious thing out here right now. People are dropping dead over the flu. Go get your shot. Go get your shot.
Seemingly healthy people are dropping dead because of the flu virus.
Dropping dead over the flu. This is, like, not a game.
And rapidly.
Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Reasons to care about the state of our union. A emphasis around our union. I'm not talking about that address from last night. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. Reasons that you should have one tuned in to hear what the orange hair orangutan had to say. Should have tuned in. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. Because that was some bull. I said it. I repeated it now. I'm repeating what I heard. I heard a preacher call him a orange-haired orangutan, and I actually agreed. I was like, that's a good one. Orange-haired orangutan.
There's no lie in that information. Those are all facts. There is no fake news.
Listen. I connected with that. I laughed for about 17 minutes straight after I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I pulled myself together, I was like, yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That speech last night, I must say, it was very well delivered. And that's all I'm going to say. But all it says is that he can read.
Oh, really?
That's all it says.
He just chooses not to most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, he can read, folks. He was reading a teleprompter. Couldn't you tell? Listen, the one thing about people who do live broadcasting like we do and have been doing for years, this is live. It's not, you
mm-hmm.
know, coerced. It's not, you know, we
no
didn't
script.
Rehearse for this. Nobody gave us talking points, you know, for this program tonight. Listen, we're not reading a teleprompter. Can't you tell? Couldn't you really tell last night that nothing that he was saying was genuine? Because he didn't even know how to you know how when people are delivering certain points, they have voice inflection. For those of us who speak, there's a thing that's called voice inflection, and you inflect your voice when you're trying to convey a specific message. So you understand what I'm
yes.
saying? To cause people to lean in, you bring it down a little bit so they can lean in to hear that orange-haired orangutan had no question in no point. In no
None.
Point. Wait, I thought that he took jabs at the NFL. He took jabs at Obama. He took jabs.
Mm-hmm.
It was what he wasn't saying. It was the in between the lines. But it was lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. It just didn't make sense. It just didn't make sense. But reasons to care about the state of our union is the discussion tonight. It's 909 coming to you live out of the ATL. Hey, jump on it to comment. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Listen. Caucasian people rule the world.
Facts.
I will repeat. Caucasian people rule the world. There's no way to escape it. You might as well not try to deny it. It's a fact, and in many instances, it has become a rule. Reasons to care about the state of our union. Caucasians rule the world by design. They very strategically came together at a very high level with a plan that was executed. And it used to be somewhat limited to America, if you think about it. If you think about the evolution of America from the 40s to the 50s to the 60s to the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to where we are today, America and white people did not rule the world, if you think about it, until around it started to we start America started to influence the world and the globe around like the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Influenced the world maybe back maybe I'll say maybe the 70s.
I'm thinking,
you know, Carter.
Yeah.
And maybe even before Carter, it may have even been like Hoover, like around that time, if you really want to go back. We did some stuff overseas to people overseas in an effort to rule the world. Caucasians didn't always run different parts of the world, but they manipulated, they deceived, they lied, they stole, they came together, and they became a supreme. Do you understand what I'm saying? They came together, and now, 40, 50 years later, they rule the world.
The world.
I'm going to go back to my point. They came together. Reasons you should care about the state of our union is because clear that the president of the United States does not care about us. Let's just accept it and move on. The president of the United States does not care for African American people. Let's hug it. Let's embrace it. Let's kiss it and move on. Because this is what we've got to do, and we got to understand it. We've got to stop fighting each other. We got enough people fighting us. We got to stop fighting each other, and we got to come together. We have to unify. And we're getting too damn old to continue to be so damn foolish. We're getting too damn old for us to continue to be so damn foolish. What do I mean? This is what I'm saying. It is hard for us, unlike many other cultures, to come together, to unify. And before black lives can really matter
to anybody else,
black lives have to matter to black people. We gotta come together. We gotta unify.
Yes. I really think that the world will stand up and take notice once we are able to come together and unify. They always do.
It's a necessary at this point, folks.
Yes.
It is
yes.
It's an imperative if we are truly going to see a movement be impactful. See, because listen, I love to see us in the streets because I just like numbers. You know, there's power in numbers. But how many times are we going to march on the people? How many times we going to protest on the people and then go back home and nothing has changed in our community?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back to the point. It needs to be understood. White people, Caucasians, rule the world. They have not always ruled the world. They may have ruled the United States, but they've not always ruled the world. They came up with a plan. Oh, I'm about to knock some people out with this one. You about to be mad at me, but I don't give a damn because you don't pay the bills on this show.
That's right.
They came together, and you know that thing that we hear about that's called the Illuminati?
Yeah.
That thing called the Illuminati that some people would say is not real, you know, that's just, you know, that's a myth, like that flu shot. Is the flu being injected in you, right? Now, let me tell you something about the Illuminati. Now, that's not a damn myth. That's not a damn myth at all. That is the term, that is the whatever, the reference, really, of the coming together of those folk.
Mm-hmm.
We know that as the Illuminati. But really all it is, you know, to just cut straight to the chase, it's powerful people who unified to take over. That's all the Illuminati is. It's nothing to be too afraid of. I think when we first started to hear about it when we were teenagers, because some of us started hearing about this when we were young. You know, and then your mom and your grandma be like, hush up, you know, with that nonsense. See,
ain't none of that real.
Negroes, those scared.
You know, ain't none of that real.
Yeah, you know. It 20, 30 years later, the Illuminati has not really. The term is not even referenced anymore.
Right.
Because the plan was executed. We are living it.
Mm-hmm.
We are living it.
Every day.
What is my point? What is my point? It is not a Fig Newton of our imagination that we on the bottom. It's not a Fig Newton of your imagination that you feel stuck and all and just feel like, you know, there's some kind of, it feels like a negative energy. But all I'm saying is we are feeding into the systems that have been created to control and rule us. We fed into it, but we don't have to. Because the reality is we need to unify and create our own. Why is it that every other culture can come into our community, set up shop, take our money, and we don't own a damn thing? Why is it? Why can't we unify and open up a bodega? Why the Koreans got to come in our damn neighborhoods and open up shop, take our money, and look at us? They don't even like us.
Nope.
Because they don't. They just like your money.
That's it.
Talking about reasons why you should care about the state of our union. We got to unify.
On it.
But not only unify, we got to organize. We got to organize, mobilize, just like, you know, Dr. King and Malcolm did back in the day. We got to organize, like these women just did last year and took down, listen, women took down the whole country last year.
Sure did.
Some of the most powerful members of the Illuminati was taken down by a movement. Do you hear me what I say? By a movement.
Mm-hmm.
If women can come together and take down members of the Illuminati, listen, why can't we come together? And one, then our money within our own, because the reality is this. African Americans keep the world spinning.
Mm-hmm.
It's black dollars that saturate America. And at this point, the world.
That's right.
Listen, folks, I travel the world. I travel the country. I lead leaders. I lead leaders. I'm telling you what we need to do and what's very possible. The problem is we don't have enough leaders in our community anymore. And we need folks to rise up. Rise up. Stop talking. We talk too damn much. And we ain't saying nothing. See,
right.
Personally, I don't like talking a whole lot, specifically to people who don't have nothing to say. Because one, half the time we lying, and I ain't going to sit around and listen to a bunch of lies. And when we not lying, we blowing smoke because we ain't going to do nothing. All we going to do
right.
is talk about it. It ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah. We need our leaders to lead and for the masses to be willing to be open, to be led by those leaders. That I find a big problem in our community as well. We talk a great game. Once the leaders get out there, nobody's willing to take action with them.
We need men to stand up and be men. Do you know why? We had to show Jay-Z love at the top of this show. Because this is truly what I believe. Jay-Z was snubbed Sunday night. And he was
Absolutely.
Snubbed Sunday night because of the establishment. He was snubbed Sunday night because of Thursday's night happening with Jay-Z going on Van Jones' new show, being the first
uh-huh.
guest on Van Jones' new show on CNN. Donald Trump tweeted about Jay-Z's comments, and
uh-huh.
Jay-Z responded. And at the end of the day, the establishment wanted the black man to know at the end of the day that he's not in control. That's why I want you all
right.
to know we understand we're not in control. White people rule the world. I need you to understand that's not a ding, that's a fact. And if you try to think
Garbage.
Anything differently, you're going to be like a hamster on a damn turnstile for the rest
uh-huh.
of your life. You're confused and you're living in an illusion. In an illusion. Jay-Z was snubbed. He deserved. He had 8 nominations. How,
uh-huh.
When in the hell have you ever seen Jay-Z be nominated for anything and not even
and not
win?
Win. Not
and
win
not
one.
Win. Nominated 8 times, didn't win one. That
mm-hmm.
was the establishment trying to keep the black man in check. And let me tell you
it
why.
Was.
Because Jay-Z Thursday night, and if you think about the record itself, Jay-Z's album was educating. He's teaching.
Yep.
He's trying to tell black men what the deal is. Stand
okay.
up, be heard, handle your business,
mm-hmm.
take care of your families, take care of your babies.
Right.
But that's intimidating to the establishment. See, the establishment
mm-hmm.
wants black men to run around with dresses on and wigs
yep.
and makeup.
Yep.
That's what the establishment don't want black men to be masculine men who take care of their families. And we need to
right.
understand that. And Jay-Z's position is intimidating because he holds a position that can influence others. I need y'all to hear me. I don't normally go off this far on a tangent, but I'm feeling some kind of way right now about the state of America. And I'm a leader. So I'm trying to influence and encourage other leaders who's sitting on the sideline, stop looking at the damn game and get in the game. We need to unify. We need to organize. And now I'm about to drop a bomb on your ass because we need to stop looking to this blue-eyed
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Wait on it.
I'm there.
Wait on it.
I'm there. I'm there.
Eye.
Mm-hmm.
He has golden hair.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to the original God, the God that
right.
we knew way back when, right? And see, some of us stopped looking at that damn picture that was hanging on the wall in our grandmama house back in 1984. We knew that won't hit. We knew that was not him.
As soon as we saw the Good Times episode and Michael said he does not bow down to the white Jesus, we knew it.
I think when after Michael said it, we all stopped bowing down to the white Jesus.
Sure did.
But I'm not trying to offend anybody. But the reality is this. If you do your own research and you really come to grips, right, to talk to God for yourself, some things will be revealed to you, right? I don't have all the answers. I don't have the silver bullet, but this is what I do know. We, as a people, our union, need to go back to the original God.
Yes.
The God that we knew, like our ancestors knew, because we are people that come from royalty. Do you hear me what I say? Back in Africa, we come from people where it is, 18 karat gold. They wear it.
Yes.
They just wear it. They just wear it just because it's a natural resource. We are of that. Not this American thing that's in place to control and to manipulate and to keep people in check. It's time to rise up. It's 9:27. And just to recap, we're just giving you some serious reasons to care about the state of our union. Stop sitting on the sidelines. If you are serious about making an impact in your community, I want to help you to do whatever it is you think needs to be done in your community. I know people all over the country. I have resources all over the country, and I am a resource my damn self. I want to help to change just, I think, our perception of ourselves. We need to become more confident as individuals, and we got to be willing to work together to help each other to grow and learn and get money. I'm not talking about get money from a job. We got to start owning ish. Do you hear me?
Yeah,
we got to start building. There is nothing in America that African Americans did not contribute to. As a relate, we either helped to develop it, create it, produce it, design it, or build it. It was not done without an African American in this country.
That's right.
We need to come together, organize, go back to our original God, and build up our own community. The orange-haired orangutan does not give a damn about us. We've got to give a damn about ourselves. But we got to stop shooting each other in the streets over drugs and shootings and, you know, over women. And because you disrespected me and, you know, man.
Yeah, so foolish.
But we got the power to do it. We'll keep talking about this. Take us home, Hot Chocolate. This is good.
Very good, very enlightening, and definitely a conversation that needs to be had in a continuous forum. There's no way that we can put this conversation to the wayside because it's relevant to where we are now and where our future is to go. So, on that note, from Adam Boston, whatever you do, do it well. We are that crew, that team, that network, the Social Lab here at TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night from the General, myself, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and Fee. We will see you all next week. Have a great weekend.
TM Hyman Live.